Okay, so here's what happened. I thought I was going to be a big grown-up podcaster. I thought, well, yep, I can do it. I can do it. I can be the podcaster that everyone else seems to be, and I can pre-record my shows, and I can get everything done in advance, and then I haven't got to worry about what I'm going to talk about on the day, and I can get everything ready in advance, and I can be really on the ball and up to the job. But that didn't work out, and I'll tell you why. I even had the intro. I even recorded the podcast, and here is the intro from this very podcast. Hello, and welcome to Walking with Anxiety with me, Stephen Dawes. Thank you for joining me. Now, today, I am being a big grown-up podcaster. The reason why? Well, because I am pre-recording this episode. Normally, I record them on the day that they are published. But today, it's Friday, and I'm recording Monday's episode. This is just a big achievement for me. Normally, I don't have the organisation skills or the forethought to pre-record my shows. And when I do, usually they turn out so bad I don't publish them. But this one, I am determined to record and keep for Monday. So wish me luck. Now, clearly, I set myself up to fail there, because the podcast that I did record, I actually scrapped it because it didn't sound anywhere near how it should have sounded. I was mumbling, I was falling over my words. It really was pretty bad. And this is always what happens to me. I think to myself, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get ahead. I'm going to record my podcast in advance. I'm going to be really on the ball, really organized. I'm even going to write down topics in advance of what I want to say each day. That way, I'm not worrying about it. I can just turn up, I can go through a few notes, I can do some bit of research, and I can get on there and record the podcast. Fantastic. That is what I was trying to do. My aim was for Monday. Now, it is still Friday. It isn't Monday, it is Friday. And I recorded the podcast for what was going to be Monday's show. And then I realised, actually, it was really bad. And it was on a topic that is really delicate and an unsure topic for me personally. I didn't want to mess around with it. I didn't want to screw it up. And I thought, well, perhaps this isn't quite the quality or the way I wanted to convey the message. So I scrapped it all together. Again, this is something I've done many times before. I'm probably going to do it many times in the future until I get the hang on this podcasting thing. So instead today, you've got a podcast about me being bad at podcasting, which I know isn't necessarily what you want to hear, but the truth is there. I'm still learning. I'm still evolving. I mean, last month, I had 1,050, I think it was, downloads in January, which is amazing. 1,050 people listening to the show. Absolutely fantastic. And I thank you for doing so. It makes me, I'm not here for the numbers. I'm not here to make a perfect podcast, as you can see from this one. This isn't a perfect podcast. This is a podcast that is not shined to perfection. It's not gleaming. It's not brand new. Well, it is brand new, but it doesn't come across as being brand new and well managed and well edited. I do edit as I go along. I do edit my podcast, but sometimes I leave a few things in because I think it sounds a bit better. And I hope that you listening out there will appreciate the fact that I'm not here to make a perfect podcast. I'm just here to create a message, to give my message to as many people as possible. And hopefully in return, the people can share their stories with me and we can share stories together and get people in a better frame of mind about mental health. Because that is why I am here, and that is why I'm doing this every single day. So this is just really a podcast to tell you how bad I am at doing podcasts. The trouble with me is I do procrastinate. I procrastinate a lot about things. And so it can be difficult for me to actually sit down and be productive enough to record two or three episodes in advance. Now, that's not always the case, because sometimes, like today, I have tried my best to do it, partly because my wife isn't here. She's actually gone to a friend, so it gives me a bit more time to myself to do it. But also because sometimes I feel better than others, and sometimes I have good days, sometimes I have bad days, as everybody does. Today I was feeling particularly positive, and I thought, I'm going to do it. I'm going to record a couple of podcasts, maybe three or four. The world is my oyster. I can record the whole week's podcast and never have to worry about it for the whole week. Of course, that wasn't going to happen. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to try. What did I say at the end of the day? See, this is absolutely terrible. The point of the fact is that I wanted to try and get my podcast out to you people as best as I possibly can. And I know there are a lot of people out there who say that podcasts have to be a certain way, or they have to do a certain thing and how to act in a certain way. You have to have these elements in it to make it a good and popular show. Now, of course, popularity is something that would be nice. You know, if more people listen to the show, the more people listen to it, the better, because it gets the message out to more people, maybe helps more people in the long run, because there could be people out there who may be struggling, and my podcast, I'm not being self-centered. My podcast could give them some help or support in some way. If it does, that's fantastic. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here for that one person. The one person who may be listening and may be thinking, do you know what? I think I'm going to do what he says. I think I'm going to get some help, or I think I'm going to try and do this, or I'm going to try and do that, or I'm going to look at this article that he's mentioned and see what it says, and maybe that will change the way I think about things. Even if one person does that, that's what I'm here for. That is the whole business of my podcast. I'm not here to be a huge celebrity or to have a huge following, although that would be fantastic. My job here, I think, is to just put out the message about mental health, to try and get rid of some of these taboos, to talk about things that many other people don't talk about when it comes to mental health. And one of those was going to be the episode you were going to be listening to today, which I will do in the future. But I just wanted to try and get everyone together to know that mental health isn't something to be ashamed of. It isn't something to be afraid of. It isn't something to push into the corner and try to forget about. It's everywhere. Everyone has these issues, and sometimes people have more issues than others. Sometimes mental health can be a transient thing. It can affect you for a while and then it can go away. Sometimes it can stay with you for your whole life. Whatever it might be, we all need to get together and spread the word that these things are not bad. And that is what I've been trying to do. And I freely admit that I have my own issues going on at the moment. I have my own mental health problems. And that means that I might not be able to give the podcast everything that it needs in terms of production values, in terms of editing and things like that. This is a work in progress. This is something that is becoming more and more part of my daily routine, which is fantastic. And it's also something that I'm learning as I go along. I'm on podcast forums on Facebook that I'm using. They're a huge resource in terms of help and support for me. And I've learned so much just by being on those forums. So things are moving in the right direction, but it isn't perfect. And what I'm certainly not aiming for is perfection. I'm not here to create a perfect product, a perfect podcast. I'm just here to talk about mental health, and whoever may be listening is hopefully going to get something from it. That is all I'm here for. So I'm sorry that the podcast today is not what I intended it to be, but hopefully you will understand the reasons behind it, and also understand the fact that your continued listening to this podcast is incredibly valuable to me. And also, spread the word, please. If there's anyone out there that you think might be able to get something from it, please just tell your friends. Tell anyone who might think this podcast is a good idea. Share it to them and get as many people involved as possible, because I'm looking for feedback. I want to get people to talk to me about what their experiences are so that we can all share these things together and hopefully help some more people. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you're having a good day out there, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.